Assembly Speaker John Gard called the event to order, stating that he was pleased to welcome delegates from the state's reservations.
It's my hope that we are on course to make this celebration of Native American heritage in Wisconsin a yearly tradition. I view it as an opportunity to recognize our state's deep tribal history and to keep an open dialogue between state and tribal leaders.
Part of the opening ceremony included a prayer in Ojibwe from Lac du Flambeau language instructor Leon Valier. Valier spoke of the sacredness of life and the need to honor veterans and pray for the young, the old, and the sick. It was, in a sense, a preview of Oneida Tribal Chairman Gerald Danforth's address, which touched on similar themes. Danforth, speaking on behalf of all 11 federally recognized tribes within Wisconsin, began by talking about how recent events, such as last year's devastating storms in the Gulf, have strained the resources of the Indian Health Service.
In the past 6 months, since Hurricane Katrina, tribes have experienced two rescissions of health care contracts, and with more expected. In the past 4 years, the rescissions have equaled projected increases.
Danforth told the audience that for Wisconsin's reservations, 38% of the health needs are being met, compared to the national average of 60%. He says this disparity leaves Native Americans grappling with many chronic diseases.
Vascular disease, metabolic disease, alcohol, drug abuse continue at near epidemic levels. Diabetes mortality rate, for example, is 181% higher than any other race in Wisconsin. Infant mortality, 47% greater.
Danforth urged Wisconsin's lawmakers to help pass or reauthorize several key health care initiatives in Washington. He then shifted to Homeland Security, saying tribal governments are greatly lacking in emergency preparedness.
We recognize that man-made or natural disasters do not necessarily take into consideration political or jurisdictional boundaries. Fire, floods, disease, weather, hazardous materials, acts of terrorism are all things that government leaders, tribal and otherwise, must consider.
On the issue of law enforcement, Chairman Danforth said, like most rural governments, tribal communities are strapped for financial resources for keeping residents safe.
We wrestle with the meth labs, illegal drug traffic, addiction, alcohol abuse, domestic violence, conservation offenses, petty and violent crime, often without the means to achieve peace and secure convictions or provide treatment or counseling.
Danforth then took up a long-standing contentious issue between Wisconsin's tribes and the legislature, gaming. Since last year's State of the Tribes address, the GOP-led assembly has tried to acquire more power in negotiating gaming compacts after the state Supreme Court nullified previous deals between Governor Jim Doyle and tribal officials. Danforth, who has worked as a consultant with the National Indian Gaming Association, did not refer to any past squabbling, but restated the need for cooperation between the state and tribal governments. He reiterated his belief in gaming's vast economic potential.
In Wisconsin, Indian gaming means jobs. It means expanded businesses. It means new businesses, both on and off the reservations.
Danforth added that while casino revenues have helped augment housing and education programs, both areas still need help. He urged lawmakers to pass legislation that would help tribes create charter schools. He also called for the passage of Senate Bill 613, which would expand benefits to all of Wisconsin's veterans. The statement drew eyes upon a row of Indian veterans standing at attention nearby, wearing fatigues, medals, and bearing eagle staffs. A few moments later, Danforth lightened the mood a little.
And Speaker Gard, as long as, in a good way, as long as I have your attention, let me take this opportunity to urge you to bring Assembly Joint Resolution 17, recognizing the sovereign status of tribes, to the floor for action.
Danforth closed with a call to help restore endangered lakes and rivers in Wisconsin, asserting the 11 tribes' interest in preserving the environment. Just how lawmakers act on Danforth's calls to action will be a matter of time. A request made in last year's State of the Tribes address to eradicate Indian mascots in state schools went nowhere. But tribal and legislative leaders maintain that progress will come, as long as the dialogue continues. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.